Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam. And on today's show, I have Jean Gehlick on the line. Now, this lady is really interesting. How I heard about Jean was that I myself started noticing that I was getting, it's a weird feeling, but like this headachey, unwell, nauseous kind of feeling whenever I was around cell phones. And I discovered that I was electrosensitive. And then, hence, I've discovered many people are electrosensitive. And the type of patients that come into my office, typically people with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, almost 100% of them are also electrosensitive, as well as some of my kids that have ADD, some of my adults that have ADD, which is an attention deficit disorder. And so I went on a quest to find what I can do about this, because obviously I needed to use my cell phone, and even if I didn't use my cell phone, everybody around me was using their cell phone. And I discovered Jean's products. Now, she's the inventor and founder of EarthCalm, and we're going to talk to her today about what she has invented to help those of us with electrosensitivity. And Jean's also going to teach us a little bit about what this whole thing called electromagnetic pollution or electromagnetic frequency, pollution is about and how that affects our bodies. So Jean was trained in science and philosophy at the University of California in Berkeley, and she also has a bachelor's of developmental psychology in UC Santa Cruz. And she's been working over 20 years in environmental pollution and also electromagnetic frequency protection. And so I am so thrilled to have Jean on the line today to teach us some of her amazing information. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Oh, well, Jean, why don't we start with you telling us your story, because I understand that you yourself went through some chronic health issues. So how did this all come about for you?
Well, I was just sick all the time. I was one of those people that, I was either had a headache or I was recovering from a flu or just couldn't sleep at night, had digestive issues. I mean, just none of my basic systems work in my life, my physical body. And I went to a different chiropractor or a different healer about once a month. It cost me about $500 to try some different thing. And I'm not saying those things didn't work, but they didn't solve the problem completely. I mean, I could not figure out what was bothering me. And eventually I just said, I have to face this. I've got to figure it out myself. And so I started this crazy behavior of this search for, I knew it had something to do with environmental pollution. So I knew it had to, so I started with, formaldehyde and the sources of pollution and environmental illness. And eventually I did come to the fact that it just was the electricity itself. And I think that's one of the great mysteries, is that it is not just, there's really two sources of electricity. One is the microwave radiation that comes from your cell phones or your radio towers, TV sets. There's also just the electricity in the home itself, which I think is an issue.
And for you, you felt both of those types of frequencies affected your physical body?
Well, I think it was the house was really the first thing for me. This was actually before cell phones and, radios were sort of there. But it was really the home and being inside the house. And what happens is we've set our frequency of our home electricity on a very close frequency to the human nervous system. is called extremely low-frequency radiation. And what happens is that the human system, nervous system, resonates to the house electricity, and that creates a subliminal stress that's constant in the nervous system. And it's something most people live with and can overcome, and they live their life. But on some level, it's always there, and it's separating us from the natural radiation, the natural frequencies of the Earth, which is so important for a sense of human well-being and human health. So,
glad you explained that. Well, and I think that, I don't think most people appreciate the chronic level of stress that just living in our modern homes creates.
Right.
And
that's right.
It's just constant. And, it'd be great if we all were running around barefoot and living in caves, I suppose, for our physical body, but that isn't the reality
of
it. And certainly I've had patients have difficulty with sleeping. I know I have several, menopausal women who, when we kind of cleaned out their bedroom of like a bunch of electrical objects, started really to feel better. And certainly I have a little tester device that, we plug into the outlets
and for those people that
feel like, okay, I'm ready to look at this potential problem and to test their bedrooms and so on and so forth just to see if it could be affecting them, especially if it's high. Now, your products really interested me because it was really different from some of the other products that I was researching and looking at on the Internet, specifically for the cell phone, but also then for the home because, for example, and I know you know this, but for people that are listening to the show, some of the products that help you with the protection against this electromagnetic pollution in the home, for example, are filters. And so sometimes you plug filters in to the walls, and it decreases the, let's just say, the dirty electricity, emanating from that. And so it kind of turns down the volume of that. Now, Jean, your products work in a completely different way, a completely different technology. I know it's not a filter, so maybe you can explain to our listeners how your technology works at EarthCom.
Well, there's two things that are happening in your home electrical system. And because what you've got are pulses of electricity that are going back and forth 60 times a second in your home. And that is by the fundamental principles of electricity is called induction. And what that shifting magnetic field is doing is inducing current in your own body. And so that current has no purpose. It's interpreted by your body as stress. You need a ground, which is a way to release it. And grounding into the earth is something that works, but what works much better, and this is what I discovered, is grounding into the earth's electromagnetic field itself. And that was like a brand new way of thinking about it. And the dirty electricity is important a problem as well. The dirty electricity is because of all the different voltages that we use for our DC appliances, and that creates a certain amount of back and forth in the voltage. But it's really not the source of the problem. The source of the problem is really the alternating current in the home that is what's causing this problem in our nervous system. And the way to really deal with that is grounding to the Earth's electromagnetic field. I'd love to talk more about what the Earth's electromagnetic field is. Do we have a moment? Can I go into that for just a sec?
Sure, that's great. And before you do, I just want to say I always get carried away and so excited that I always forget. I'm not that good a radio host. To tell people that if they're calling in live, you're more than welcome to ask Jean a question today if you're calling in live. So the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190, and then you can just press 1 on your dial pad, and then I'll know your hand is raised, and I can unmute you when the time comes. So I tend to monopolize our guests. And but go ahead, Jean, and tell us more about, because this is fascinating to me. I just love this subject.
We have a detailed description of it, an interview on our website. So, but just basically, there's a thunder. lightning that happens about 30 times a second all over the earth all the time. And all that is an electrical source of a field of energy that's vibrating around the earth all the time. And that field is called, well, it's discovered by a man named Schumann, but it modulated into that field. One of the incredible mysteries of electricity is that it absorbs information and then transfers that information all over. So, in other words, a radio broadcast will create music, and then that music is disseminated with the electromagnetic field generated by the transmitter. Well, the same thing as the Earth's electromagnetic field, on some level, the word is modulation, but it absorbs all the information of the Earth so that it's always present at any moment in time. And that is the information that we are evolved to resonate in. That's the Earth's electromagnetic field. I'd like to call it Gaia. Or even Eve, which is the Earth's vibrational electromagnetic field. So it's really, electromagnetic field is a very cold word to describe what the reality of that. But that's what I have discovered, a set of circuits or antenna that amplify our vibration to that Earth's electromagnetic field so that we reestablish, come back into communication with all that information. And so that is really what my products do in different ways. The home system, you plug into your home and it modulates those circuits into the electromagnetic field in your home, and that will ground everybody in the house into the Earth's electromagnetic field. So it can really be extremely helpful, like especially for children who are more vulnerable than adults to the stressors of the electrical system. So, have any questions come in, Karen?
One of the things that that I've understood is that the electromagnetic field of the Earth, the so-called Schumann resonance, is changing and shifting and fairly rapidly. As we, are into 2012, so on and so forth. And so before it was like 7.6 or something, and now it's 8 point something and rising. Uh-huh. And I noticed for myself that that I can feel that shift in my body. Like my body has a little like, whoa, where are we going here?
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, so your product will shift naturally with the natural Earth frequency because it's not set at a particular frequency, right?
That's right. It's not set. It's always changing. But it is, I think the real problem with that you're talking about there is not so much the Schumann resonance or the Earth's electromagnetic field, because that is, but it's really the increase in microwave radiation that has just been just phenomenal, beyond words. What we, just in the past 10, 20 years, just the increase in cell phone towers everywhere, and the wireless routers, and everyone's got the laptop and the iPhone. I mean, that increase has just been unbelievable, with absolutely no testing about the impact of this on the. Well, there's been some testing, of course. They say there's controversy about it, but if you really take the time, go on the internet and research the tests that have been done, there is really no question about the danger of this increase of microwave radiation. So we have, the cell phone protector. We have the necklace that people can wear around their neck, which has all the circuits in it. So these are, we also have something for the car. So these are all ways so that wherever you are, you can, resonate or ground into the electromagnetic field and acquire that protection. I mean, just like you were saying, Karen, I mean, you can't walk around with a bucket on your head in today's world. You can't go back to a time before all of this. And avoidance is just, the problem. It's almost like we're dealing with a Tai Chi type of concept, which is that the harmful radiation comes into your body and then it grounds out at the speed of light. So it's more like a Tai Chi than somehow trying to block it or protect it, or which most other products focus on that type of, you know, idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I know when I was visiting my parents in the city, I was just amazed at, I mean, there were cell tower, not, well, I mean, these little, you know, things on top of apartment buildings.
Uh-huh,
you know, these
right.
little cell, and they were all different, and I don't know why you would need four or six.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's
yeah.
like, hello, I can't, the companies
wow.
all agree on just, you know, borrowing each other's towers. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I live pretty remote. I'm near civilization, but I'm mm-hmm. rural, and so we don't have that many cell towers. And so it's amazing
mm-hmm.
how different I feel, you know, in the
when
woods
mm-hmm.
when I go.
Yeah.
But we're increasing it, and you know, one of our communities, I was really kind of dismayed to learn that in a community close to us that they ended up putting a new cell tower right on an old folks' home.
Oh.
And I thought, well, I suppose you think they're going to die anyway. Like, what a silly
oh
idea,
God,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's one thing to put it on top of a mountain, like, far away from everybody,
yeah.
but another
right.
thing to put it,
right.
like, right on this building.
Now,
and
with the telltale, you're right.
Yeah, and so if people were to, you know, look at the different EarthCom products, and we have ones for, you know, the wiring in the home, the home scalar unit, and then we have ones that you can wear for adults that both protect against the wireless radiation as well as the low frequency radiation, and then we have you have a new one for the car called the Voyager,
mm-hmm.
which I thought, oh, that's one I don't have yet, so I'm going to get that one, and then a new one, the Taurus, for laptops and a lot of people, really popular tablets. You know, they
yeah,
have the tablets, the iPads,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. And then my favorite, of course, is because I love my cell phone, is the Quantum Cell, which I have to tell you a neat story about that, Jean. I have a healer friend of mine who she's very, you know, very, very sensitive. She can see colors, energy, the whole bit. So I said, I want to do a little test. And so I didn't tell her what I was doing. I said, well, can you grab your cell phone? And I just want to put something on it and, you know, see what you feel. So, you know, I said, okay, well, hold your cell phone and just, you know, feel it, see what that feels like. And she's like, okay. I said, okay, I'm going to put this, you know, this product on there temporarily. Just hold it onto there and see how your cell phone feels. And I gave her, like, you know, four different products to try. And she gave me all sorts of feedback
oh, really?
Of where the
mm-hmm.
energy was going and that kind of thing. Then the last one I did was I actually took the backing off of my cell phone. I turned mine off, which had the EarthCom product on it. I put it, just had her hold it against her phone, and that was the last product. And she looks at me with this huge eyes, and she says, oh, my gosh, it's gone. I said, what do you mean it's gone? She said, I don't feel anything. She says, it's
wow.
completely neutralized. She said, what is this product, you know?
Wow.
And she's like, order me two right away, one for me and one for my husband.
Oh,
and then later on, she ordered one for her son because she could feel
yeah.
that the negative electromagnetic
mm.
radiation was completely neutralized for her,
mm-hmm.
Which
mm-hmm.
the other products did not do. So I thought mm. that was really interesting to get that feedback from someone who's so energy sensitive.
Well, I think the cell phone is one of the most dangerous items in the world today because you hold it right up against your brain and et cetera, and people use them for hours, and they're so incredible tools. But the danger, but to have that, you know, be free of that danger, I think, is really, in fact, I've even noticed with my cell phone that if I go to the gym and I have my cell phone with me in the gym, I can exercise longer because it actually gives you a bit of a protective bubble around you when you're walking around. So it changes
right.
it from negative to a bit of a positive. So.
Right, I do remember hearing that, and I know why my significant other was working in a place where he was near the cash register, and they had a laptop there, they had a cordless phone there, and of course, you know, the machines, and they had freezers around him, and he would get kind of irritable partway through the day, and I said, you know, honey, just for the heck of it, just pop your cell phone, which had the Quantum Cell on, I said, pop it into your pocket. while you're working instead of keeping it in your jacket in the closet, and just let me know if it changes. And sure enough, he said that day he didn't get irritable at all.
Wow.
So it clearly was doing, it was clearly having a protective, you know, field around him. Now, is that true of, say, the product you put in your wireless router, the Omega Wi-Fi? Like, is that better to turn your router off completely, or is it better to have it on with the product in it?
It's actually better to have it on with the product. So it does, to say, also for your laptop, when you put the Taurus on the laptop, the laptop itself is now creating a small bubble of protection. So it, in the router, it also, in other words, you have your wireless router on, and say you have five kids, and they've all got, you know, different types of video toys that they play, and the laptops, and the all the different tablets and everything. Actually, you put the one device in the Omega into your wireless router, and all those products are now protected and grounded into the Earth's electromagnetic field. So it really can be quite effective in that sense.
Wow. And what if somebody else comes into your house, say someone's visiting you and they have a cell phone? Of course, they won't have the product on there, but will the wireless Omega in the wireless router at least give a little bit of protection against their cell phone wireless energy?
Well, no, not really, because it has to be programmed to receive signal from the router. So in other words, if you're playing your Wi-Fi, your Wii game or something, and the Wii has to be programmed to the router for that to work.
Gotcha. So what if that person was connecting to the internet through your router?
Yeah, then that's right. Then it would. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's great. Now, one of the things I do appreciate about your company, and I know when I first started, I had to wait a little bit for this, but I'm an MD, so I really like data. I really like research, and I see that you have quite a bit on your website now. So maybe you can just summarize one or two of the research studies that have been done independently on your products.
Well, we just recently had an institute in Austria do some testing on all our different products. And one of the problems is that you probably have a Gauss meter, which is how we normally register the strength of electromagnetic fields. But because our products ground you and remove the stress and the symptomology associated with the fields, it doesn't register. So the Gauss meter, the meter is going to show the same level of a field. In other words, your computer is putting out this huge electromagnetic field. It's still going to be there afterwards. But the stress in your body will be changed, will be eliminated. So it's hard to find a way to measure it objectively except through reduction of stress symptoms. And we have quite a bit of testing that does show the reduction of the stress symptoms. The one in Austria, he found a way to actually objectively measure the reduction of the electromagnetic field through a mirror. Anyway, he had this elaborate thing. It's on the website, and it's fascinating to read about. We're constantly contracting with new people to different organizations to test our product line, because that's important in today's world to have actual objective research.
Oh, yeah, and as a doctor, as somebody who is going to be recommending to patients, I want to have as much objective data as I can, and so I really do appreciate you taking the time and expense to do those kinds of studies. And I really liked the one with the cell phone, that the stress to the human body documented with an unprotected cell phone, of course, was high, and then when the product was on the cell phone, the stress just went all the way down, as if the person wasn't on a cell phone, which was exactly my personal experience with using the product. So, I mean, I can tell, you know, very quickly if I'm, you know, next to a cell phone that isn't protected. I'm like, can you please turn that thing off? Although it's better, of course, with you know, having the necklace on, the NovaScalar necklace that I have on. It definitely helps quite a bit. With the 5 minutes we have left, I wanted to ask you what you know, well, actually, before we do that, why don't we go, and I know you have created a special code, so if people buy the product with the month of within this month of October 2012, that they get free shipping. So thank you so much.
Right,
you want
to
share what that code is for our listeners?
The code is free ship U.S. So
free
it doesn't
US.
Cover international shipping. It just covers shipping within the United States. But it's I believe that's the code.
Yes, yes.
Is that it?
Yes, free ship U.S. Uh-huh.
Free ship U.S. And I believe you go to Karen's website and there's a button. There should be a button there that will take you to our website. So that would be the way to go and get that free shipping.
Okay, that's great. And also we have that link right on the radio show page. So if you just click on the EarthCom link, it'll go straight to my page with the special banner that you can click right through, and then you can, on your way out, you can enter the free ship US code and get free shipping. So, and I know you have quite a few bundles as well available on your site for all the different products. And if you were to suggest, you know, if people wanted to say, you know, how should I get started? Maybe they didn't want to get everything yet. What would you recommend?
I would actually start with the home protection system, just because once you get that protection in your home where you sleep at night, and it covers everybody in the house, so, and it's just something that will always be there. It never will just be there for the rest of your life. So that would be my first step. And then the second, I think, would be the Nova necklace. To have that necklace on after you get used to it and wherever you go, to have that sense of grounding and well-being. And actually, for anybody with headaches, it really does an incredible job of reducing or eliminating your chronic headaches. It's an amazing, for me, that was my big issue with headaches as well. And so the Nova is just crucial for the headaches. And the two work together in synergy, so they're more powerful together. So, and of course, the cell phone is probably the next thing that is so important, just to have protection for your cell phone.
Okay. Oh, that's great. And then the other devices and the router.
Right.
Would be the next
after that. If you have a wireless router in your home, I would definitely get the Omega for that. And now the car, we're just working more and more. There's more and more computers in the car that are constantly regulating everything, and we've just found that the Voyager is really helpful for when you're driving, and you just need to be alert and not so impacted by all the constant cell phone towers right along the freeway and all of that sort of thing. So it really does help with that, and especially the electrical cars now with the electrical motors in the engine, it's almost essential for that.
Right, right. That's really interesting because I didn't think of that when the hybrid cars first came out. I thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, and I thought, oh, I can't wait till they make one at Subaru because I love my Subaru, and they have not yet made one. But now I realize, oh my gosh, if I had bought one, one of my patients did buy a new one recently, and she said she felt really sick with the new car, and I think that's probably what it was because she hadn't had a hybrid before.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah. So all these things. And long drives, I used to always, just fall asleep. And I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I keep falling asleep. But now it makes complete sense. So Jean, thank you so much. We have just, about a minute left. And I really, really appreciate the time that you spent with us today. And I learned something new. I know I keep reading everything on your website, and I still learn something new every time I listen to you. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. And so for everyone listening in, remember there is the link right on the radio show page. It goes straight to my website. And then when you buy your products within the month of October 2012, you can get free shipping in the United States. And that code is FREESHIPUS. Again, it's FREESHIPUS. And thank you, Jean, again, it's SHIPFREEUS. I got it backwards.
Oh, is it Ship Free US?
Ship Free US. Sorry. Ship Free US. Everyone, yeah, Ship Free US for the free shipping. All right. Take care. Thank you. Thank you again, Jean.
Okay, thanks, Karen.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.